Shalom, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion once more. This is Brother Jesse Nzima again. We continue with our sharing that we started yesterday. And the title is, But As Thou Wilt. Let us turn to the book of Numbers 22, verse 12. And God said unto Balaam, Thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people. For they are blessed. And we can read Matthew chapter 7. This is another well-known scripture, verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, these stories that we've read, they're trying to express the will of God. And trying to show us the perfect will of God and the permissive will of God. Now, let us first look at the definition. What does the word perfect mean? You know. Now, the word perfect means having all desired or required elements, qualities, or characteristics as good as it is possible to be. That is what the word perfect means. And we see here that there was this man, Balaam, who was given a very strange request to curse the children of Israel. And when he went before the Lord told him that he was not supposed to do it. He told them not to go with those people who were requesting him to curse the children of Israel. That was perfect. That was complete. But Balaam somehow tried to work out his will into the will of God. You know, and he was trying to force, you know, rubber stamp God's will on his so that he would make the rewards of money, the rewards of the flesh, which is very typical of people today. And let us also read Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, verse 22. Oh, I mean, we've already read it. Let's read it through again. Men will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, we are seeing people in the book of Matthew who were doing works. These are works that had the Spirit of God in them. These were not false works. These were not people pretending. But whatever they were doing, the Bible says that they were doing the work of iniquity because they were not in the perfect will of God. If we are not in the perfect will of God, we may mislead others. And that is how denominations came to be. Denominations have forsaken the word of God. They've forsaken the scriptures. We can see in a denomination that women can preach, women can stand, you know, at the altar, they can stand and proclaim the word of God. And there are some women who are very knowledgeable, actually. They can really bring out scriptures with very good understanding. And some people get confused, you know, when they see that. And you tell them that that is against scripture, because they look at the anointing that is associated with that. You know, there are people who've come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because of a woman who was preaching and brought the word. But the question is, whatever the woman was doing, did it have all the desired or required elements or qualities by God or characteristics? Is this as good as it is possible to be as we've defined it? And that is where the problem is. And most of these people, they will find themselves disappointed on the day of judgment because they did not do the will of God. Brothers and sisters, we are privileged to have the ministry that the prophet had. Brother Branham is a man that God dealt with. This was a man, if you read his life history, he's a man that God panobited, for lack of a better term. He is a man that he worked on from his childhood. He's a man that God entrusted with a gift, entrusted with the food and the work for this age, the word for this age. And he had to make sure that that vessel was properly equipped. Because the Lord does not play around with his words. The commission that was given to the prophet was a heavy commission. It was very important work. And God had to make sure that that vessel is perfect. And brothers and sisters, we are supposed to ensure that our will is subjected in the Lord. And like the scripture said, that I am pressing on to the high mark of the calling, you know, meaning we are supposed to strive for that perfection. We should strive for that perfect will of God. There are so many times in our lives, looking at our past experiences, things we've gone through, things that life has offered us, things that we've desired, things that we are looking forward to, we tend to sideline the will of God. And the devil comes in to put fear in our hearts, you know. But when we submit ourselves, when we give ourselves fully and wholly to the will of God, and that is when our lives will have meaning. And that is when we'll find true meaning and true joy in this life. There is an example of the two kings in the Bible. There was King Saul and King David. And we realize that Saul was a man who did not allow the perfect will of God to dwell in his life. He was always making blunders. He was always unstable. But David was a man who was completely, even in his childhood, completely sold out to the will of God. And the Lord said, because this man is sold out, he is a man after my own heart. He is a man who is going to carry out the commission. He's the man that I have chosen. And because of that, the Lord said that the scepter shall never depart from David. There will always be a king from the throne of David. Despite, even after David was long gone, the Lord still respected that vow because David was a man who was like a glove that God could use, like a microphone, perfectly surrendered. So brothers and sisters, we are supposed to emulate that. We are supposed to strive for that. Let us look at another example in the Bible. If we look at the book of Judges, Judges chapter 4. And before we read this book of Judges, I will define the permissive will. You know, we looked at the perfect will, permissive. What does it mean? It means to be tolerant. You allow something, but you're not obligatory. You're not obligated to do it, but you just allow it, you know. You know, for us teachers, you know, if there's a saying which goes, A permissive teacher is easier on the student and lets them get away with more. You know, in a school environment, if you have a teacher who is very permissive, you know that that school is not going to make a lot of progress because you let the children get away with more. But we don't want that kind of a life. And now, in the book of Judges, chapter 4, we see this story of a woman. And, you know, most people, they say, you know, God can allow a woman to preach. She can share the word of God because there was a woman in the Bible, a perfect example. But we realize, Judges chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles." Okay, I'll go down. And then there was this lady. Because Israel was in a backslidden state, there was no man to lead. And this man, woman who was a prophetess is the one who started leading Israel. So verse 9, this is what Deborah said. "And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." And the Lord did the work. But have you noticed that this statement alone tells us that this was not the perfect will of God? You know, why did she have to say the Lord sowed it in the hands of a woman? Why didn't she just say the Lord has given us victory? Because it was not in order. It was not in order for a woman to lead men, and that is against nature. But the Lord allowed this. This was his permissive will, but it was not his perfect will. So as children of God, we are supposed to strive for the perfect will of God. May the Lord richly bless you, brothers and sisters. I'll end here for today.